This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. The National Award for Management Accounting, or NAFMA, is organized by both SIMA and Chartered Institute of Management Accountants and MIA, the Malaysian Institute of Accountants. This is the only award that recognizes best practices of management accounting in Malaysia. And we have two people with us today. One is the winner of the CFO of the Year Award, Atul Chapawal. He's the Finance Director of Guinness Anchor Berhad. And also, we have Venkat Ramanan, head of SIMA. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Angeline. Thank you very much for having us here.
Thank you for coming, making time here. And first of all, congratulations, Atul. Have you always been an advocate of management accounting?
Absolutely. Actually, I do believe management accounting has a massive power to unlock business opportunities. And that has been one of the key things which always inspired me to take this as a profession, or accounting and finance as a profession.
Is there more reasons to why that you're advocating it?
In a way, I would say is when I'm sitting here and looking back, management accounting and the ability to leverage it has played an important role. And it has been hugely and immensely helpful for me to do my job well. I do believe a solid management accounting system and framework could be a key competitive advantage in this world.
Okay. Now, Venkat, as the head of SIMA, what do you think the SIMA's role is as part of NAFMA?
Exactly what, for example, the story of what Atul was saying. Our objective is to recognize the business leaders out there who are not only looking at businesses or the role of accounting just to account for the balance sheet, but more or less to account for the business, because every organization exists for long-term sustainable success, no short-term measure, but looking at an organization from a long-term viewpoint. In that place, finance has a key role to play in. And accounting for the business is how can the accounting team or the finance team connect the dots to ensure that they contribute immensely so that, you know, they are part of the strategy, they are part of the long-term sustainability of an organization. So from our perspective, if you look at NAFMA, it's to pick those individuals like Atul, whose story is absolutely right, to unlock the opportunities, not just to record what has taken place, and be part of the journey and the storytelling process in an organization. So our objective is to identify those talented business leaders, CFOs out there, and recognize them and give them that opportunity and platform to amplify the story.
Okay. I mean, does it require experience to be able to do management accounting? You know, are there any sort of textbook base, or what are your tips for management accounting?
Management accounting source actually does not necessarily need to come from a textbook. It's an ability of an individual to understand the story behind the numbers. And if those individuals can understand the story behind the numbers and look at an organization from a value creation process, why do organizations exist? Why do they need to see through the next 5, 10, 15 years? So if any individuals will be able to see how can I combine opportunities, how can I create value, and through that create the impact that we require, and come into the process of getting involved in decision-making, providing relevant information to make decisions, providing insight. Insight is crucial. We get a lot of information, but we don't get insight quite often. Insight is that moment when you see something, you go, wow, I didn't know about this. And what do I do with that insight? I make people to influence so that they can support a decision. So those are the kind of things that we want management accountants to do. So you don't necessarily need to go through a textbook learning. Each one of us in our lives are management accountants ourselves. We just don't realize it.
Right. So Atul, what do you think about that?
No, I fully agree. I think in the world where there is almost an information overload, so as big leaders, as an organization and the leaders, and more so in finance, we got to be able to filter the information. And in finance, I must say that we have completely unparalleled visibility in the organization, internal factors, external factors, what's happening in every single department. So as a finance leader, I think the key role here is join the dots, as Venkat alluded to. It's all about correlating various factors, internal and external factors, and then drawing insights. Now, it doesn't end there. As finance leader and as for finance directors or CFOs, the real important thing is now how do you get the organization to rally behind it? You convert insights into actions. Right. And that's where this entire management accounting, it starts from management accounting, but how that actually creates a big sustainable value for the business. That's where exactly the power is unleashed.
Right. And do you have any specific examples that where you actually have all this data? You're right, you know, we are overloaded with data, but you managed to connect the dots. But any examples?
Yeah, so in GAB, in finance, the key thing which defines us as a team is basically ownership and excellence. So it's the place where we have taken business partnering from passive to active. Now, why I say that is finance's role today, it could be just provide the information to the decision makers, help them, and then come out of it. Mm-hmm. Now, the role which we are defining is, no, you are owner. You are responsible and accountable to deliver results. So be in it. You know, so that's the ownership. Mm-hmm. And the excellence part of it is really, are you at your best? Are you creating the results which are consistent and sustainable? Mm-hmm. It's about delivering the value for the organization for 5, 10, it's years to come.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no shortcuts.
Just to add to that, I mean, fantastic. Because, see, we are overloaded with information, and information overload from our perspective is not value. It's considered as negative value because it doesn't give us the insight for us to make decisions to understand who we are and what we need to do. And Atul is spot on. Imagine you're seated in a board, and if a CFO thinks just providing a set of data, things that a board might find useful and walk off, we are shortchanging those people who are working with. And as accountants, as CFOs, CFOs' primary role is to become business partners to CEOs. They walk hand in hand. Mm-hmm. They are not separated from that role. So looking through this information to find positive value, what affects an organization? Where's the opportunity behind? Do we need to relook at things that helps us realign ourselves to be successful over a long period of time? And that's the exciting story. And listening to Atul, that's excellence. And unlocking that potential and opportunity so that we just don't do the things we have to do. We do the things that we want to do and like to do and grow as a part in any company.
Well, are you unintentionally redefining the role of a CFO right now?
Well, ask, what is the role of a CFO?
I think it has been redefined.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So we only have a choice to stay with it and take it to the next level. Or for life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the business, the board, all the stakeholders, including the CEOs, they expect a lot. Yeah, and that's not because they think or they want to put a pressure, but they believe that CFOs could add lots of value. I can give you one very recent example, Angeline, on GST. Mm-hmm. So GST... One way to implement this is, okay, it's a tax change. You got to modify your systems. There you go. We chose to define GST as what success looks like is our distributors and our trade partners need to come and say that GAB was the best in providing the support to cope up with this complexity and change. And that really made us to do things very, very differently.
Right.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. We set up email address, dedicated email address. We answered 500 emails. We had 1,000 people. We touched base and trained. We reached out to the associations. We reached out to the outlets. Mm-hmm. We really actually reached out to the software suppliers of our distributors and got them in a one room to able to connect and really resolve the things. And what it does for business is really these are the times when people appreciate the support. This is what the finance team can bring out to the table. We have enhanced the company reputation. So I take much more pride that GAB has enhanced the reputation as a business partner than really just implementing a tax change.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Okay, right now, looking at GAB as a case study, what were your goals as a finance director and how did you achieve them? We'll find out more after this. We have Atul Charpawal, finance director at Guinness Anchor Berhad, winner of the CFO of the Year Award at NAFMA, and also Venkat Ramanan, head of CIMA. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're still listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. Today we have Atul Charpawal, finance director at Guinness Anchor Berhad, together with Venkat Ramanan, head of CIMA. Today we're talking about the National Award for Management Accounting, or NAFMA. And so, you know, what were your goals as a finance director at GAB and how did you achieve them?
So in one line is to maximize the shareholder value on a sustainable basis, is a one-liner, I would add. Now, why I say that? So value is all about we exist in a world, we are a part of society. So as GAB, we have lots of duties to a society. We have lots of stakeholders, shareholders, government, society at large. And then on sustainable basis, so the word sustainable means a lot. You do it in a right way. You do it in ethical way. You have high corporate governance standards. People need to trust and respect you as an organization. And that's where really the focus is. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started. Now, where we have been, it's a journey. I don't think we will be done now or we'll be done any time. Mm-hmm. Respect, trust is really hard to earn and even harder to maintain. So we have earned it, but maintaining is the everyday focus. And that's where finance as a function can actually add lots of value. Mm-hmm. It's a conscious, I would say, of the business.
Okay. And Venkat, what do you think are the goals that all the other organizations should have and should look forward to?
Just riding on what Atul said, organizations don't merely exist for the purposes of existing. They are here for the purposes of value creation. So if you just take an organization, organization is like a living system. The staff are its lifeblood. Management are the heart that pumps the blood and ensures that blood flows. Mm-hmm. Strategy is the brain behind the organization. Culture is the DNA for the organization. The whole aspect of the leadership and the entrepreneurial value that are brought through are exactly the soul and the spirit of the organization. So if we start looking at organization as a living system, we understand that it doesn't exist for only one purpose. It has a combination of people who it works for and part of a bigger system. So you have customers, you've got employees, you've got the community, you've got different stakeholders, suppliers coming in. So an organization being able to integrate its thinking, to ask itself, how do we exist? Why do we exist? Combine that story effectively and look at itself for a long-term sustainability is exactly the story of what it should do. And behind that, management accountants have a lot of role to play.
It sounds intangible, though. When you talk about stories and things like that, is this what the judge is looking for?
You're absolutely spot on. Because see, if you take an organization's value, the debt plus equity, as we call it, the tangible value, it doesn't tell the entire story, does it, Atul? I mean, you can relate to it as well.
It's the working.
The success behind every organization, it's intangible value that it brings. The people, the relationship, the resources, the innovation, the creativity. And the role of management accountants and those who are out there is to unlock and see what is the intangible value behind it. How can that intangible value sustain and grow, develop, record? Look at your organization as such. If you take a balance sheet, what is it that you will report at the balance sheet? You will report your assets that you have, furniture, your tables, your equipment. But look at you and the rest of the team that is there. You are the soul and the spirit that drives, creates relationships, the type of things that you do in your talk shows. You create immense amount of tangible value. We have to find a way to identify it. We need to find a way to record it. We need to look at a way in which we look at opportunities behind it. there's a huge amount of work that can be done.
Mm-hmm. And right now, what sort of things that the judges looked at in terms of, you know, awarding all these things to all the other organizations?
So the process is, we had a two simple set of processes done. We had a competency framework that was developed mm-hmm. for each of the category to assess what are we specifically looking at. So KPMG did the shortlist based on the application forms on that competency framework. Expanding on the competency framework, once the candidates were shortlisted, the judges met up and had a round of discussions with each of the candidates. And what was interesting is they had both structured and unstructured discussions around that to see what makes a person the person who drives behind the organization and his role.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly why Atul is here is for that specific person purpose, because he was selected because he had those components which were brought in.
Like you said, ownership and excellence.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Now, you know, management accounting is about more than just financials. What are the broader issues that your organization faced that you were able to address using the principles?
Yeah, I think the issues and the challenges actually evolve and change on a daily basis. Every organization, every industry faces
right.
issues. Now, the idea, the framework which we rely on is, how are you converting these issues and challenges into opportunities?
Yep.
You need to embrace instead of fight against those. Because mm-hmm. once you reconcile, that's where you can actually approach it with much more positive mindset and do justice to it. And that's what actually will separate you as a great organization or great leader versus good organization and good leaders.
Mm. Okay, I think we should come down to say, you know, it's the person that counts. Okay. Now, Venka, who endorses NAFMA?
NAFMA is endorsed by many parties such as Bursa Malaysia, the Accountant General's Office in Malaysia, the EU Malaysian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the Malaysian International Chamber of Commerce and Industry as well.
Okay. Now, has winning this award mean anything for you at all?
It means a lot. It means a lot for me as an individual. It means a lot for my team. Which actually, I was holding this award for them, right? I mean, they delivered the results. It also means a lot for us as an organization. These are the recognition. No matter at what stage you are, you always need some bit of these recognitions on the way. And that helps you. It fuels the motivation to kind of go even further.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is coming from NAFMA, yeah, if that is coming from SEMA, and all, it is endorsed by all these bodies, it can't get any better.
And previous winners, you know, how did you see them changed?
Well, as Atul said, the objective of giving or recognizing, there are multiple reasons for it. It enhances a person's career in many ways, number one. If you take a SEMA star, a young SEMA member student who has got this award, it'll propel him because it gives him the platform to stand out. What I liked about Atul, what he specifically mentioned, it's not just a recognition about the individual, but the team behind that. So it shows prominence for a finance team in an organization, and it recognizes him as well as the rest that go along to say, you guys have done fantastically well. So it recognizes individual sets of people. It also, at moments, gives opportunities for those winners to say, look, there's something that we're doing good or great. How do we make it even more greater? So multiple opportunities that come from it, Angela.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Atul Charpawal, Finance Director at Guinness Anchor Berhad, CFO of the Year, and also Venkat Ramanan, Head of SEMA. And we've been talking about the NAFMA Awards for Excellence in Management Accounting. This has been Resource Centre. Thank you for listening. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.